November 15. Planted together in the likeness of his death, Romans 6:5. We find these days many people saying that they are born again, but when we see their lives, we doubt what they say. They have no peace and no joy in their hearts, and no power in their lives. They live defeated lives. If they fail, sometimes there is some excuse because no one is perfect. But if they live defeated lives continually, there must be something wrong. The only reason is they are not saved and do not have the power of the Holy Spirit. They are dry rods which never bud, blossom, and bear fruit. The power of God has not entered into them. In Romans 6:5 we are told how we are planted together in the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. The Lord Jesus died to take away the condemnation of our sins. Also he died to bring into us a new power which will help us to die to our old nature. This latter part many people fail to understand. No doubt they believe the first part. They believe that Christ died to take away the punishment of their sins. But they do not believe the second part, that he died to take away their sinful nature. So they depend upon their will power and their own wisdom to get victory over their temptations. The result is, they go on falling into sin. You can never conquer sin that way. The only way is this: by faith you must take into you the power of the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul says in Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. If we want to have the experience of the second part, we must have the experience of the first part. Many like to say, Christ liveth in me, but they are not able to say, I am crucified with Christ. That is the reason why they are still living in darkness. Let us examine ourselves truthfully whether we are dead to our old sinful nature or not. When Christ was on the cross, many said to him, If you are the Christ, then come down from the cross and we shall believe you. If the Lord had so desired, he could have come down, but he did not. Mohammedans say in their books that the Lord Jesus Christ was never buried. In fact, he never died, but he came down from the cross and in a supernatural way he went up to heaven. This is the devil's teaching. Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures, 1 Corinthians 15:3-4. He died to take away our punishment. He died that we may die to our sinful nature. This power of his death will go on working in us every moment to deliver us completely from the old nature. That is why Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15:31, I protest by your rejoicing which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily. So it is a daily process by which the death of the Lord Jesus Christ works in us.